Congratulations, fair damsels. Oh, it's more than a good morning, Miss Brooks. It is a glorious morning. An appetizingly delicious morning. Oh, thank you. You still eating breakfast? Yeah, I had my breakfast an hour ago. Oh, no, thanks. No, I couldn't eat any waffles, Mrs. Davis. Just a few eggs and some sausage and toast will be plenty. Gee, I feel wonderful today. You know, I'm so happy I can hardly eat. Would you pass the jelly, please? Oh, sources Harriet Conklin, Miss Brooks. I'm crazy about her. And what a fight we had yesterday. We almost came to blows. Well, you see, a person can't take another person for granted if he or she is clobbering his or her brains out. Don't you get it? Well, you see, the more bitter the battle, the sweeter it is making up. You should have heard the name she called me. Well, she was just quoting her father. Our beloved principal hates me, you know. Well, you see, Miss Brooks, a good fight once in a while tends to make couples less sure of each other. I think it would help a lot if you had a good battle with Mr. Boynton. If I'm not getting too personal. Yeah, but you got to do something to stir him up or he'll never make a move.
I don't feel that
you appreciate... Excuse me, folks, but I have an important message for Miss Brooks. Mr. Conklin wants to see you in his office rather immediately.
How immediately?
Well, if memory serves me correctly, his exact words were, on the double. Pardon me for interrupting, Mr. Boynton, but as manager of the track team, I called a special practice for after school.
Well, for your information, Denton, I'm coach of the track team, and I'm the only one entitled to call a practice.
Well, gee whiz, Mr. Boynton, you don't have to get so upset.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm not strict enough with you kids, that's the trouble.
Well, sure you are.
And I am not.
Good evening.
Oh,
good evening, Miss Brooks. Good evening, Harriet. Good evening, Mr. Boynton.
You can call the roll later, Walt. What's the news?
Well, I checked the emergency hospitals and the receiving hospital, and I just this minute left the morgue.
And?
No luck. So it may get us some action.
What's that, Walter?
Well, I called the police department.
You mean the Bureau of Missing Persons?
Oh, no, ma'am, the police department. I told them I wanted to report a stolen car. No, I know it, Harriet, but supposing your dad met with, forgive the expression, foul play.
Oh.
Well, then there's always an outside chance that he might be found with whatever's left of the car. Yeah, it's really coming down. Yeah, sure, I'll lend it to him this afternoon. Yeah, me too, Harriet. You know, we got some making up of our own to do, sugar cookie.
All right, Walter.
Let's go to the balcony of the State Theater. We've seen the picture there. Yeah, we'll sure try. See you tomorrow.